Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. My name's Sophia, and I am your reader today. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of November, which is the 29th of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is called Toldot, which means generations, and today's Aliyah from the Torah is Genesis 26, 23 through 29. Before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. If you have a daily bread journal, you can find this blessing in the beginning of the journal. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. He went up from there to Beersheba. The Lord appeared to him that night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you, and I will bless you and multiply your seed for the sake of Abraham, my servant. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. He pitched his tent there, and Isaac's servants hollowed out a well there. Now Abimelech went to him from Gerar along with Ahuzat his friend and Phichol the commander of his army. Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me and sent me away from you? They said, We've clearly seen that the Lord has been with you. So we said, Let there now be an agreement between us and you, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we haven't touched you, and just as we did nothing to you but good, and sent you away in shalom. You are now blessed by the Lord. That was Genesis 26, verses 23 through 29. Our next portion is from the prophets, and it is Judges chapter 9. Now Avimelech, son of Yerubal, went to Shechem to his mother's brothers, and spoke to them, and the whole clan of his mother's father's household, saying, Speak now, in the ears of all the leaders of Shechem, which is better for you, that 70 men, all the sons of Yerubal rule over you, or that a single man rules over you? Remember also that I am your flesh and bone. When his mother's brothers discussed all these words of his in the ears of all of Shechem's leaders, their hearts inclined to follow Avimelech, for they said, He is our brother. So they gave him 70 pieces of silver from the temple of Baal Brit. Avimelech then hired idle and reckless fellows who followed him. Then he went to his father's house at Ophrah and slew his brothers, the sons of Yerubal, 70 men, on top of one stone. But Yotam, the youngest son of Yerubal, survived, for he hid himself. Then all the leaders of Shechem and all Bet Milu assembled themselves together and went and made Avimelech king at the terebinth of the pillar that was in Shechem. Now when they told Yotam, he went and stood on top of Mount Gerizim, lifted up his voice, called out and said to them, Listen to me, O lords of Shechem, that God may listen to you. Once the trees set out to anoint a king over them, so they said to the olive tree, Reign over us. But the olive tree said to them, Should I stop yielding my oil that honors God and man, and go wave over the trees? Then the trees said to the fig tree, You come and reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, Should I stop yielding my sweetness and my delicious fruit, and go wave over the trees? So the trees said to the vine, You come and reign over us. But the vine said to them, Should I stop yielding my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go wave over the trees? Then all the trees said to the bramble, You come and reign over us. And the bramble said to the trees, If you truly are going to anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shadow. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. So now, if you have acted in truth and integrity by making Avimelech king, and if you have dealt kindly with Yerubal and his household, and have done for him as he deserved, for my father fought for you and risked his life and delivered you from the hand of Midian, but you have risen up against my father's household today and have slain his sons, 70 men on one stone, and have made Avimelech, son of his maidservant, king over the lords of Shechem, just because he is your brother. If you then have dealt in truth and integrity with Yerubbaal and with his household today, then rejoice in Avimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Avimelech and devour the lords of Shechem and Beit Milo. And let fire come out from the lords of Shechem and from Beit Milo and devour Avimelech. Then Yotam ran away and fled, and went to Be'er, and remained there because of his brother Avimelech. After Avimelech had ruled over Israel for 3 years, God sent an evil spirit between Avimelech and the lords of Shechem. So the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Avimelech, in order that the violence done to Yerubbaal's 70 sons might come due, so their blood might be laid on their brother Avimelech, who slew them, and on the lords of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to slay his brothers. So the lords of Shechem set up ambushers on the tops of the mountains, and they robbed anyone who passed by them along that road. So it was reported to Avimelech. Now Gaal, son of Eved, had come with his relatives and moved to Shechem, and the lords of Shechem could put their trust in him. When they went out into the field, they gathered grapes of their vineyards, trod them, and had a party. Then they went into the house of their god, ate and drank, and cursed Avimelech. Then Gaal, son of Eved, said, "Who is Avimelech, and who is Shechem, that we should serve him? Isn't he the son of Yerubbaal? Isn't Zebul his deputy? Serve the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, but why should we serve him? Now, if this people were under my hand, then I would get rid of Avimelech." So he said to Avimelech, "Muster your army and come out." When Zebul, the governor of the city, heard the words of Gaal, son of Eved, his anger burnt. So he sent messengers to Avimelech in deceit, saying, "Watch out, Gaal, son of Eved, and his relatives have moved to Shechem, and look, they are inciting the city against you. So now arise by night, you and the people who are with you, and lie in wait in the field. So it will be in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, you will rise early and advance on the city. And behold, when he and the people who are with him come out against you, then you should do to them whatever your hand finds." So Avimelech and all the people who were with him rose up by night and lay in wait against Shechem in four columns. Now Gaal, son of Eved, went out and stood at the entrance of the city gate. Then Avimelech and the people who were with him emerged from the ambush. When Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, "Look, people are coming down from the tops of the mountains." But Zebul said to him, "You're seeing the shadow of the mountains as if they were men." Then Gaal spoke up again and said, "Look, people are coming down from the middle of the land, and one column is coming by the road of the diviner's oak." Then Zebul said to him, "Where is your mouth now? With it you said, 'Who is Avimelech that we should serve him? Isn't this the people that you've trashed? Now go out and fight him.'" So Gaal went out ahead of the lords of Shechem and fought with Avimelech. But Avimelech chased him and fled before him. And he fled before him, and many fell wounded up to the entrance of the gate. While Avimelech stayed in Arumah, Zebul drove Gaal and his relatives out, so that they could not stay in Shechem. Now it came to pass the next day that the people went out into the field, and it was reported to Avimelech. So he took his people, divided them into three columns, and lay in ambush in the field. When he looked and saw the people were coming out of the city, he pounced on them and struck them down. Then Avimelech and the column that was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the city gate, and the other two columns rushed on all who were in the open field and struck them down. So Avimelech fought against the city all that day, captured the city, and killed the people that were in it. Then he razed the city and sowed it with salt. Now when all the lords of Shechem's tower heard about it, they went into the vault of the temple of El-Berit. When Avimelech was told that all the lords of Shechem's tower had gathered there, he and all the people with him went up to Mount Zalmon. Then Avimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a branch from the trees and lifted it up and laid it on his shoulder. Then he said to the people who were with him, "What you've seen me do, hurry and do likewise." So all the people, likewise, each cut down his branch and followed Avimelech. He laid them against the vault and set the vault on fire over them. So all the people of Shechem's tower also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Avimelech went to Tebez, camped against Tebez, and captured it. But there was a strong tower in the center of the city, and all the men and women with all the city leaders fled there and shut themselves in, and went up to the roof of the tower. So Avimelech came to the tower and fought against it, and approached the door of the tower to burn it with fire. But a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Avimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor-bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, 'A woman slew him.'" So his young man thrust him through, and he died. So when the men of Israel saw that Avimelech was dead, they each departed to his place. Thus God repaid the wickedness of Avimelech, what he had done to his father by slaying his 70 brothers. Also all the wickedness of the men of Shechem God requited on their heads. Thus on them came the curse of Jotham, son of Jerubbaal. That was Judges chapter 9, which brings us to our next portion, which is from the writings, and it is Psalms 32. Of David, a contemplative song. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is pardoned. Blessed is the one whose guilt the Lord does not count, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones became brittle, through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was drained, as in the droughts of summer, Selah. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not hide my iniquity. I said, "I confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin, Selah." So let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. When great flood waters rise, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from distress. You surround me with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will give counsel. My eye is on you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding and must be held in with bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but loving kindness surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all who are upright in heart. That was Psalms 32, which brings us to our last portion of today, which is from the apostles, and it is Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 23. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish ones took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise ones took oils and jars along with their lamps. Now while the bridegroom was taking a long time, they all got drowsy and started falling asleep. But in the middle of the night, there was a shout, "Look, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. Now the foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, since our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for us and for you. Instead, go to those who sell and buy some for yourselves." But while they were going off to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. Now later, the other virgins came, saying, "Sir, sir, open up for us." But he replied, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay alert, for you know neither the day nor the hour. For it is like a man about to go on a journey. He called his own servants and handed over his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability. Then he went on his journey. Immediately, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more. In the same way, the one with two gained 2 more. But the one who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought another 5 talents, saying, "Master, you handed me 5 talents. Look, I've gained 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a little, so I will put you in charge of much. Enter into your master's joy." The one who had received the 2 talents also came up and said, "Master, you handed me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful with a little, so I'll put you in charge of much. Enter in to your master's joy." That was Matthew 25, verses 1 through 23, and we will hear the rest of that chapter tomorrow. This concludes the reading of Daily Bread for Busy Moms today. I thank you for listening. I pray that you've been blessed by today's scriptures and that you can hide them in your heart as you go about your day. I am Sophia with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom. Until next time. You.